Good morning, Venerable Kelsang. Good morning, Elise. Hi, Hemant. Hey, Alex.
Morning.
Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo. Hola, Carolina.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
¿Y su amigo?
Gerardo.
Hoy está Alejandra. ¿Hay traducción?
Sí.
Good morning, Robbie. Jesse Gellick is here.
Oh yeah, good morning. Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. Verse of praise and mantra for a medicine Buddha. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispelled of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light. So let's say this seven times. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, Asa samugate soha, teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, asa samugate soha, teyata om bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, asa samugate soha, teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, Asa samugate soha, teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, asa samugate soha. the four measurables? May all.
Please think about that. If you already generated bodhicitta, so then think when you, when we like as meditate on four immeasurable practice, or by reciting four immeasurable prayers. So then think about if you already generated bodhicitta, that bodhicitta will increase. Not just that, and then also any obstacles in order to practice bodhicitta successfully, if there are any obstacles, that should be, you know, completely removed by practicing for immeasurable. The four immeasurable practice itself is like unique method to increase your bodhicitta, okay? Think about that, all like bodhicitta means altruistic attitude. So wish to benefit other sentient beings, okay?
May all sentient beings have happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends, hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies.
Very good. Okay, so now Tuesday is His Holiness' birthday. So His Holiness, I think, personally requested to recite Mani Mantra for His long life. Actually requested each divine person should recite 1,000 Mani Mantra for His Holiness' birthday. So probably giving us opportunity to create merit, you know, that's all. So His own personal request to recite the Mani Mantras to benefit us. So if we, because people who love His Holiness Dalai Lama, so they want to celebrate His birthday, so then, so His Holiness taking this opportunity to request people to recite Mani Mantra. So, as I said many times before, reciting Mani Mantra, the benefit of reciting Mani Mantra is kind of, Mani Mantra is kind of mind-blowing. So let's say like it rains like 360 days out of 1 year. So every water that's created by rain, you can count that water drop by drop. But reciting Mani Mantra, benefit of reciting mantra is far more greater than that. So you can count. So then there's that much merit you create. So that is how we should celebrate His Holiness' birthday, fulfilling His Holiness Dalai Lama's request by reciting Mani Mantra. So very fortunate to have this opportunity to recite Mani Mantra. So hopefully they will create a cause to be born in JSC Pure Land, so they continue to receive teachings now from the all the manifestation of tirasic, you know, including His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So, however they manifest, in whatever kind of form they manifest is to benefit us, so then we create the cause to have opportunity to receive teaching from them, okay? So then also, of course, while we recite the Mani Mantras, in order to make that beautiful meditations, think about all the problems that are related to pride and arrogance. All the complications in life caused by pride and arrogance. Completely purified, then your body become crystal clear. All the problem, complications related to jealousy, completely purified. All the complications that are related to the doubt or not having a faith into oneself, not having a faith, not believing that you are fully capable to liberate yourself from cycle of existence, not having a faith into that, and not having a faith, not just that, not having a faith, liberating yourself from samsara, not just that, also helping others to liberate from samsara, not having a faith in yourself, not having a faith in teaching, not having a faith in practice, all this, you know, that completely purified. So then all the complications that related to the ignorance, fundamental ignorance, completely purified. All the complications and problems that related to the anger, completely purified. All the complications and the problems related to attachment, completely purified by reciting Mani Mantra. Okay, so then, that is the best way to please one's own Lama. When the Lama is pleased, that will have positive impact on their lifespan, so that's how they live longer life. So the practice is given by Lama, so doing that wholeheartedly with the full devotions, that's the best form of offering that we can ever make. Okay? Yeah, so now this time is the Mani Mantra, very easy to do. So then Lamala will read, will chant maybe 7 times, then we'll say 3 malas. So I'm not sure how many people? Just a 3 mala.
So we'll, at the end of the 3 malas, we'll chant a last one together. Let's bring the last one. So first, let's read the verse of praise. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, who's had a perfect Buddha, crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. So verse 3. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Thank you.
green tower, verse of praise and mantra. We'll say the mantra 7 times. Tara liberates from cyclic existence. Tutara liberates from all fears. Tutara liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to liberate her mother, Tara. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 See. Now the from the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer. See. And by Geshe-la.
For the sake of knowledge, this is it's very like a stanza that we are traditionally you recite that before the teaching. So that very stanza is for the sake of knowledge composed by Lama Atisha. Oh, Shazamani Buddha's son, I don't remember exactly, so one of them. So, when you, this is like a special Mayana refuge, not just refuge, it's like Mayana refuge, because you are taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, in order to help all mother sentient beings to achieve fully enlightenment. So that's why it's called Mayana Bodhicitta. Mayana Bodhicitta. General refuge that you are mainly focusing on the downsides of one's own samsara, So then you're trying to develop this powerful longing to overcome from samsara. So then you see the Buddha Dharma Sangha is the only one who are capable to help you to get out of samsara. So then with that, taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, this general refuge. And here, the fourth line, this is like Mayana refuge. You are not just reflecting on your own samsara, and you are using your own samsara as an example. So then seeing that in all the beings in the samsara, so then wanting to liberate all of them, so then with that intention that you take refuge in Maya Buddha Dharma Sangha, so that then become Maya refuge. So for the sake of knowledge, it's good to understand. So here, so then you focus, not when you're teaching, but when you do practice, then you focus mainly on your future enlightenment. Your future enlightenment, you focus on that. So then you say this four line refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. So then after that, then you like imitate, you know, if you know how to set up refuge fields. So then the replica of refuge fields imitate in your body. So then instantaneously you become Buddha, not just you, all the beings there you are visualizing around you. In reality, if they are dog, they are dog. But for a special reason, they appear as a human form. So then you are leading all of them. You have become like almost a chanting master, then leading all of them to say this refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. Then right after that, replica of Chaitanya Buddha from the refuge field immediate or dissolve into your body instantaneously, you become, you know, then enlightened being Buddha, everybody else become Buddha. So it's all happening in your mind. So, but in reality, they are not enlightened. So then after that, then you do full immersion of practice. That's how the practice has been done. So then right after that, then you do full immersion of practice. Okay. So then after when you finish the visualization, so then deep down from your heart, then you make this strong commitment. From now on, I'm going to practice bodhicitta. And not just that, I'm going to engage myself into the bodhisattva deeds, you know, like six perfections. So they make strong commitments. So the daily basis, try all your best. So that's how the practice has been done. Good morning, Ramasi. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Carolina Gomez. From Patagonia? Good morning, Arlene. Good morning, Govina. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Nili. Amaji. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, David. Good morning, Venerable Hamo. Good morning, that is Alexander. Alexandra. Good morning, Bodhisattva Patrick. Good morning, Dr. Watkin. Good morning, Susanna. Good morning, Venerable Kelson. Good morning, Venerable Tindal Hamo. Good morning, Karen. Oh, good morning, children. Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, David. Good morning, Phillips. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, William. Good morning, Panditji. Pati. Good morning, Helen. Aline, good morning. Jessica. Oh, yeah. Anybody watching on YouTube? Good morning. Last Sunday, I was explaining the five power, how to combine our spiritual practice into five power, how to combine our practice into spiritual practice into five powers. Well, that's what I'm explaining. Or another way you could say this, like lifelong practice combined, summarized into five powers. Okay. So the first one, short review. First one is intention, motivations. We need to motivate ourselves, you know, otherwise many things that our lives have been carried out by so many different things if you don't modulate, if you don't modulate. Unfortunately, many deceiving thoughts arise. Many deceiving thoughts arise, unfortunately. So then we are carried out by those deceiving thoughts. So then our, you know, like as the freedom from all the problems from samsara become bottom of the list, because we are carried out by all these different thoughts, you know, different thoughts. Then not realizing maybe this is the only chance that you have, you got. Maybe this is the only chance you got. So if you are carried out by all these different thoughts, then our spiritual practice becomes the bottom of the list. So then freedom from samsara also becomes the bottom of the list. So then all these cycles will be again goes, it's going to go round and round, never stop. Oh, now, you know, so then whatever complication comes with life, it will continue, because same thing, there will be another life like this, and same thing, you know, so moksha will become the bottom of the line, the list. So then carry out all different kinds of, you know, like, not that important things, you know, carry out like that. So then, so that's why we have to motivate ourselves in order to get maximum benefit out of this precious human life. How to use this precious human life, how to push this boat at least inch by inch every day towards moksha, nirvana. Otherwise, this boat will not move by itself. You have to have motivation. So the power of motivation is very important. Then how to set up motivation? Lamrim teaching explains intensively. It's not like a lack of teaching. It's just lack of effort. It's not because there's not enough teaching to study Mama. That's like Buddha taught 84,000 scriptures. It's not lack of teachings. It's a lack of motivations. You know, it's not, oh, we are still here because there's not enough teaching. No, that's not true. No, there's tons of teaching out there. It's lack of motivations. Oh. So now just think. No need to go too far. Just think about yourself. Think about all the goodness that you're enjoying, all the opportunity that you have. Think about them, all the opportunities. Begin with your own life. That somehow you may think, oh, it's not, what you can do as a human, what you can do, what you can learn, what you can think, all those, I say, opportunities. So think about that. So then also focus on the downside, this problem, that problem, family problems, relationship problems, the problem at the job, the problem at the, all kinds of, there's so many different types of problems. Think about that. So then based on that, you precisely calculate how you use your day. Precisely calculate. If liberation and moksha is possible, why we are not starting the process, why not? If liberation is possible. If the full enlightenment is possible, why we are not trying? At least start. At least start the journey. There's something we can do. Oh, so and not able to do that, then probably is a great loss. So that's how you motivate. Oh, this is precious human life. This is maybe the only chance I have. Maybe I should awake. Not just awake, fully awake. Not let your kid, not let yourself carry out all these nonsense things here and there. At least motivate every day. You know, at least think once, every day once. So that I have to do something. If I really care about myself, I should provide myself liberations, moksha, nirvana. That's something I can do. At least motivate every day. To become better, you know, to become better, Well, that's motivated. That's how to set up motivations. Because you think about your all the opportunity you have, then think of all the downside, all the complications you go through, being a part of samsara. So then all the opportunity you have, so then you feel fortunate. You become human, you met teachings, you met pure teachings, you can read, you can study, you can meditate, you can learn. Why not? When? Now. Right now. We cannot afford to wait right now. Why? We have no clue. Will you be awake tomorrow? You have no clue. You may think. You have ideas. I have ideas. You have ideas. But that idea is not backed by 100% guarantee. You know, so when? Now, right now. Now. So then life will be, even this life will be happier, better, less stress, more joy, more appreciations, more grateful. Every day feel like you accomplished something. Your life, every day you feel like your life has some meaning, your life is worth to live, because you are excited what you're going to do tomorrow. And you see improvement. So, okay, so at least, I'm asking myself, at least why, if liberation is possible, why you don't start now? Why? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I don't know what I'm waiting for. Power of motivation. Then of course meditations, practice, spiritual practice or meditation, whatever you call meditation, spiritual practice, review meditations, analytical meditations, concentration meditations, then you do meditation. That's called power of, actually it's called power of familiarities. That's what it's called in text. What I see is like power of meditations, power of meditation, power of practice. Oh, the second power. So then third one is called power of white seat. That's what it's called in text. What I see is like actions, power of actions. Now meditate is not good. Now need to manifest in the actions. Need to manifest in the actions. Power of actions. Somebody says something, somebody do something, you know, so we are become so sensitive, every little thing bothers. So when you remember that you are someone who is very much inspired by bodhicitta, so then these little things become nothing. It's not a big deal. So we just make them very big deal. When you think about bodhicitta, you are someone who is very much inspired by teaching of bodhicitta. So when you think about bodhicitta, these little things here, they are, they become nothing. So there we have so much has thinking about bodhicitta give you so much strength, power. Those little things doesn't bother you at all. Those little things does not bother you at all. You know, so your mind will just make them very big deal. Actually, it's nothing. It's almost like echo. You know? It's almost like echo like that. So the third one, the actions, power of actions. Then, fourth one is called number Sunjin, the top is like actually it's power of remedy, power of remedy. Or remedy of anger is patience. So, this was the example. Shedanta is divineness. There's no that's like anger is the most destructive emotions that we have. Shantideva said, Indian master Shantideva said in the Guide to Brihaspati life, Indian master Shantideva. So in my monastery, the monks they memorize whole texts, root texts that people can say by heart. Oh, Shedanta with divineness, Shedanta with godliness, there's no practice like patience. But there's no destructive emotion like anger, there's no practice like patience. Shedanta with divineness, Shedanta with godliness. Therefore, there's no destructive, even though there's many destructive thought. Among those, the worst one is anger. Even though there are many practices, but one of the best practices is patience. That's what Shantideva said. I'm just repeating here. Therefore, Srila Nendentu, whatever ways that you can practice patience is good for you. It's not just religious business. It's good for you. It's good for your life. Whatever ways that you can practice patience, please do. Chapter number six. If you harbor pain like anger, pain. It's not joy, it's pain. Anger is pain, it's not joy. If you harbor pain like anger, then you are in pain. That is, you are in pain. When you have pain, then it's not good. That is not considered a good life because of the pain. Not just that you have pain. No, not just that. You will not experience peace of mind. Peace of mind is gone. Completely gone. It came down to zero. Gone, no? You are not going to experience peaceful mind. It's gone. There will be no physical comfort. There is no mental comfort. Not able to sleep. You are not going to have good night's sleep. You are not going to be able to sleep. You completely lose ability to judge. Your ability to judge, you completely lose that because of anger. Because you are in pain. Lose appetite. Lose sleep, lose ability to judge. These are all results of anger. So then focusing on the downside of anger, so then focusing on the benefit of patience, that's how you practice patience. That now you see what is good for you. So this is just an example, okay? So that's called power of remedy. Power of remedy. So then, you know, throughout the day, little things, somebody say, somebody you say that, somebody say this, you know, then this, that. So then, you know, how we lose our peace of mind throughout the day, you know, I know, we all know very well. We all know very well how we lose peace of mind. And we need to learn how to protect that. We need to learn how to make armor around our mind. Make sure that you protect your mind, because your mind is very delicate and very sensitive. You need to protect that mind in order to... that's your moral responsibility. Of course, religious Islam didn't teach that, but that's your moral responsibility. So that's called power of remedy, such as like the power of remedy. So then last one is power of what you call, Alhamdulillah, you remember? Well, Alhamdulillah, you remember what's called? Actually, it's called power of prayer. Power of prayer. Nalam Jitos. Like that, you know, like it's prayer is kind of wish. You know, prayer is actually is positive wish. That's what prayer is. Prayer is. It's not that we read. It's like someone positive wish that manifests on piece of paper. We call prayer actually is a wish. It's a positive wish. That's what prayer is. Positive wish. From now on, so because now you are so much inspired by bodhicitta, so then you are saying, from now on, may I never be separated from bodhicitta. While I was alive, even like after my death, may I never be separated from bodhicitta. Altruistic attitude. Oh, so there's the five powers, okay? Five powers. So then that you can, as your practice can is summarized into these five powers. Meaning you wake up, what is the most important? Motivations. In the very beginning of the day, motivation is very important. So then, throughout the day, well, meditations, review, analytical, concentrations, meditations. No? Then after that, actions. Means like as integrations. No? If you try, it makes difference. If you try, it makes difference. There's no doubt. If you try, it makes difference. If you are aware of the downside of anger, more likely you are not going to get angry. Why we are getting angry? Because we are not being mindful. We are not being mindful all the problems, the causes by anger, we forget. Then we get angry again. Then we regret. Then we feel bad. And then no good. You know? That's the last thing that you need to feel bad. You know, we need something to feel good. You know? So your meditation, your practice, that makes feel you good, feels good. We don't need something to feel bad because life is already complicated. Right from the beginning, right from the birth, life doesn't start with the perfections. It starts with the complications. That complication goes on and on and on and on and on. And on. It's like a roller coaster. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. It's like that. It will never stop by itself unless we do something. Oh, so then if you are mindful about the downside of anger, what anger does, so then more likely you are not going to get angry. Then if you are aware of, if you are being mindful, if you are fully aware of the importance of altruistic attitude, bodhicitta, more likely you will be protected to losing your peace of mind throughout the day. People say something, then eventually, before it bothers someone, eventually it's like almost an echo. No, it doesn't really bother. And then eventually it doesn't have any substance, what people say. You know, like, maybe, eventually saying pizza and like, oh, your hair doesn't look good, that's not much different, it's the same thing. Same thing. you know. Because what happened is the two of the motivation, power meditation, you are changing your mind, you are changing, you are improving your mind, you are improving your thought, you are improving your thought. There are more positive thoughts rise than negative thoughts. Oh, then you are getting closer to liberations. No, so that's why, then there's, you know, consciousness of Buddha, okay, so five power, power of motivations, power of meditations, power of actions, power of remedy, power of, you know, prayer, the last one, may I never be separated from bodhicitta. Even though when I think about now, bodhicitta itself is so hard to develop, so hard, almost seems like impossible. But I have faith. I have faith in bodhicitta. No, even just reviewing the quality of bodhicitta, it helps. So then I very much hope, I have faith in myself, I am capable to develop bodhicitta. So then, you know, so like that, so then slowly I say, it's almost like a new face of moon. First you see a little bit white, it's tough. Then you see a little bit bigger, then you see a little bit bigger, then, and eventually it'll be full, like that. In the beginning it's hard, you know. Nothing is easy, even making a tea, making a delicious tea, especially like masala tea, Indian tea. You know, you need to learn, first you need to learn how to do, you need to learn from someone who has specialized how to make their tea, so for more likely you'll probably make better one. If you learn someone who don't know how to make tea, probably you are going to not learn anything. So that's why the teacher is important. You know, so power of, so the last one is power of prayer, okay? So then, so we will make improve. We will make improve. If Gijikela is making some improve, you can make improve too. There's no difference. If Gijikela is learning something, you can learn the same thing. There's no difference. So just need to motivate. Motivate. So then, you know, like then throughout the day, you are very happy. Not because you are watching something or you are going somewhere. No, you are just happy. There's something that you are doing at home, makes you happy, makes you very happy. Makes you think that you accomplished something. I can do, you can do, everybody can do, everybody can do. Anything, and even the small thing, even learning something new makes you happy. So that when you read something, learn something, makes you happy. Okay? Every day something. Whether you are reciting mantra, you know, or you can like doing lovely meditations, many, many hours of meditation, that's very good. You know, so review meditation, analytical meditation, then reading something. So there, you know, that's how to make life meaningful, okay? So please don't stall. We cannot afford. This is the only chance we got. We better do something now. Or start the journey. At least start the journey. If you really care about yourself, you should give to yourself liberation, moksha. At least start the path, okay? So that's also, then enjoy the holiday. So however you're going to celebrate, please enjoy. If you can summarize your practice into these five power, so then please remember. Power of motivations. I'm going to repeat one more, the power of motivations. So the actual test is called power of familiarities. what I see is the power of meditations. The actual test is called like power of white seat. In my mind, there's power of actions. Then power of remedy, there's the same thing. The text also says in the power of remedy. So then power of prayer. Prayer that is like, may I never be separated. This kind of wish, may I never be separated from this altruistic attitude. Conventional, ultimate. You know, bodhicitta, when you talk about bodhicitta, there's two of them. Conventional bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta. Ultimate bodhicitta is bodhicitta that's supported by wisdom, realizing shunyata or emptiness. So that's called ultimate bodhicitta. So conventional bodhicitta mainly generated based on the amount of complication that human, that being go through, that you go through, the being go through, based on that, so then you generate altruistic attitude of bodhicitta, that's called conventional bodhicitta. So then the bodhicitta that based on look at that, including myself, nobody, all these being in the samsara, not knowing the ultimate truth, or because of the fundamental confusion or ignorance. So based on that, you develop bodhicitta, that's called ultimate bodhicitta. Actually, that bodhicitta is supported by wisdom, realizing shunyata, or experience of shunyata, then power, bodhicitta, powered by experience of shunyata, that's called ultimate bodhicitta. Okay, so then how to develop? Two instructions, coming from Shakyamuni Buddha to Manjushri to Nagarjuna, to Lama, all the way to Lama Atisha, then coming from Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha to Maitreya Buddha to Asanga, all the way to Lama Atisha, there's two lineage. Seven causes and one result, that's one coming from Maitreya Buddha to Asanga to Lama Atisha, then exchanging oneself with the other, that lineage or instruction is coming from Shakyamuni Buddha to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna to or Manjushri to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna, Lama Adisha possess both lineage. So then Lama Tsongkhapa also possess both lineage. So that you can alternate, you know, you can alternate. That's the instructions, how to meditate on bodhicitta. If you wonder, first one is called seven cause and one result. The seven one is called exchanging oneself with others. So then how to meditate? Yeah, you just remember the instructions. You just sit down, then you just go through those instructions step by step. Then till you gain some experience, meditative experience. So now, when I say all mother sentient beings, oh, that word has some weight. Before it's just word. Now, when I say it has some weight, now I feel something. That's called meditative experience. So that you will gain, not just doing one time or two times, you gain that doing again, then you gain meditative experience, what is called realization. Next time, when you say bodhicitta, it means this word has some substance rather than just empty word. Okay? Oh yeah, so thank you very much. So thank you, children, for translating people in the Patagonia. So then all of you, thank you very much for coming in. So anybody watching on YouTube, thank you. And Arlene the cat. Indian. Yeah.
Yes. That's Marley.
Marley?
Yes.
Marley, this is the only chance you got to liberate yourself. Okay, thank you. Yeah, so dedication.
Yes, let me make a quick announcement first.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify, because we have announced that next Sunday we are going to begin opening the Gompa for anyone who wants to come in and gather with other members of the center to watch the teachings. It will be on YouTube. Gesa, you will still be teaching on Zoom from home. So this will still be available on Zoom and still on YouTube, but this is just our first tiny step into reopening the center for people to be together with each other while watching the teachings, but it will still be online for most of us, all online, even when we're in the Gampa. Thank you, Geshe.
Yeah.
We'll start with the dedication verses from Master Shantideva.
Oh, yeah.
All beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, or the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power. May people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Of course, for the long life prayers, in the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig at Kenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And the next one for Sarajay Kenshin Rinpoche Jitsun Losanda. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience received the name Alatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Glisten Boy, Lama ornament of the Yellow Hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And the one for Namazompa Rinpoche. You who hold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And of course, seven green tar mantras for Geshe Angelic and Geshe Sampo's long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Geshe.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lama.
Thank you, Geshe. Thank you, Geshe.